And now it's time for the Cannabis Report here on KGNU Community Radio. I'm Hannah Lee Myers, and I'm joined this morning, as always, by longtime cannabis correspondent Leland Rucker. Leland, thank you so much for being here.
Always good.
So this morning, we're going to talk a little bit about Oklahoma and cannabis, which, you know, interestingly, we have done a couple times because if you're keeping up with things, there's always some interesting happenings going on when it comes to cannabis and social issues and legislation in Oklahoma. So Leland, fill us in. What's going on now?
Well, you know, Oklahoma was the first red state to legalize medical marijuana. And that was a few years back, 2018. But the state recently, there was an election, and they turned down legal recreational marijuana 62-38%. Wow. Man, what just a reversal. Pat McFerrin, a spokesperson for Protect Our Kids, of course, it's got to be Protect Our Children, says, "We think this sends a clear message that Oklahomans oppose the unfettered access to marijuana we have experienced under our so-called medical program." Well, that is sort of true. 10% of all Oklahomans have medical cards because you don't have to give a reason. You just get a medical card. And, you know, that medical question won by 14 percentage point. I mean, this is big. And proponents, they said they wanted to add additional tax revenue. If you look at a map, there's a long line between Oklahoma and Texas, and the cities of Dallas and Fort Worth are less than 2 hours away. Will they drive up? Yeah, I think they would. Anybody that really wants marijuana is going to, you know, drive a couple hours to get it done. And the interesting thing about Oklahoma is that it responded like no other state that had legalized medical marijuana by just making it easy. They made it easy for growers. They made it easy for pot shops to show up. And I remember asking a guy a couple of years ago from Oklahoma, you know, well, what about this year, 2023, when they will, you know, ask about recreational marijuana? And he said, we don't really need it. He says, I pass three dispensaries every day just going home. You know, there's lots of them out there. And the state just placed no limit on anything, and now they're having to go back and do that. They're going to have to limit a little bit. A 2021 story in MJ Biz Daily, which is a regular cannabis magazine, said the low license fees and cheap land helped the state earn a new moniker, Toklahoma.
Yeah. So interesting. It's yeah. Just really bizarre.
I mean, I even heard stories about people from Colorado who go to Oklahoma to grow their marijuana because it's a lot cheaper. You can get a license for a lot cheaper than you can get in Colorado. And the state has had to break this down. They've had to go after people. Mark Woodard, a spokesman for the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics, told a television station last year that 2,000 farms are diverting their supply to the illicit trade. And they're under investigation right now. So, the state has a lot to do. And, you know, meanwhile, in Delaware, since that vote, House lawmakers again approved the legislation which eliminates penalties for use or possession of marijuana for personal use, basically legalizing marijuana. And they did that last year in the House, and the state Senate followed suit, but Governor John Carney vetoed the legislation and the House failed to override it. So there, you know, there is some action there, but it got me to thinking, you know, 21 states have legalized it for adults, but 25 states have never even had elections. So, you know, the pace has slowed somewhat, I think. And I think a lot of that has to do with whether it's legal on a federal level or not. I think if it were legal on a federal level or decriminalized, probably more states would be more interested.
It's so interesting from a journalistic standpoint to also watch these different states go about doing this in their own way and respecting their right to do so, but also questioning, you know, it seems like if some of the leadership in Oklahoma, for example, still find cannabis to be quite problematic, you know, that perhaps the method by which they've gone about treating cannabis is part of that problem. If
yeah,
you see,
they did it completely different. Totally than anybody different. Else did. You know, everybody else made it hard. They made it easy.
And now there's all these investigations going on. So it is, it's so interesting here, you know, listening to the program that you, we're trying to provide these like various accounts of different ways that different states are going about addressing the changing norms around cannabis and seeing some of the problems that arise. We appreciate you bringing all that info to us. It's so interesting.
There's a lot going on and there's nothing going on. It's sort of that kind of a thing. You know, there definitely the pace of legalization has slowed. But I think that a lot of that has to do with the federal legalization. You know, just even people, you know, Republicans are, you know, unwilling to go against that kind of, you know, when the government says it's illegal, they're willing to go with that.
Interesting stuff. Interesting stuff.
And last, but certainly not least, let's remember the life of Raphael McCollum. I guess that's the way you pronounce his last name. But boy, he was the Israeli chemist who isolated, elucidated, and synthesized delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol. That really started the whole thing, was when that was finally isolated. That started everything that has happened since then. And, you know, he's been around. A lot of people have interviewed him, and he really had a full life. He was 92 when he passed.
Well, always grateful for more information that these folks bring to us, and you as well, Leland. Thank you.
Thank you.
And you can find the Cannabis Report here on KGNU the first and third Thursday of every month. For KGNU, I'm Hanley Myers.